First, I would like to welcome our short share, who is, had the pleasure of knowing for a long time, Sister Alice Jean, grew up in Houston, Texas, and went to the City Academy and was an officer in the CISOP group in Houston. And through a City Free Clinic event, she started her path on medicine, and that's when she found her calling. She later came to UT Austin and was a city officer whom I have the pleasure of working with for a number of years. Then she left us and went to UT South Austin in Dallas, and now it's TC alumni with UT Dallas CCCA. Now in her third year in family and preventive medicine as a resident physician at Loma Linda University, she also took on the role as the teaching advisor in the UC Riverside chapter with Sister Tina. So Sister Alice, so glad to be seeing you again, and welcome back to the City family.
Thank you so much, Brother Jack Ganon. Okay, so hello again. I am Alice, and for my short sharing, so when I think of blazing wisdom, I think of how years of experiences hopefully lead to more knowledge, right? That hopefully leads to more wisdom, which I see as using what I know from the lessons I've learned in the past to make a solid judgment and decision. So I'm excited that our theme for the USA TCCA conference this year actually has to do with light, because I feel that the light is such a powerful symbol. For example, like working long hours at the hospital, since I am a resident physician currently and in the clinic, can be challenging, but I immediately feel better when I walk outside in the sunshine. I often hear there's a lot of light at the end of the tunnel. And I feel that it's true, because the more we clear our minds, the brighter the light. Because I've discovered that if I focus on the present and don't cloud my mind with worries about the past or the future, I can more easily see the light in the dark situations. And in people I otherwise feel frustrated in the dark, so to speak, interacting with. Recently, due to the extra stresses on healthcare field due to the COVID-19 pandemic, I've begun to practice more meditation, because I realized that in order to be my best self and have the room and space to grow as both a person and as a doctor, I really need to have a clear and open mind so I can be able to see my patient side of their story and step into their shoes to think of a realistic solution for them. For example, before I go see a patient, I think of them only. I review their medical history, their surgical history, their family history, their social history, their medications, their allergies, and pretty much anything I need to follow up with them on if I've seen them before. And I don't dwell on the patient I saw before them. Even if I wasn't sure how to treat the patient before, maybe the patient before was angry with me for being behind in clinic or being late seeing them, and I don't jump ahead to dreading how many clinical notes I have to write after my clinic day is done, because all my patients tend to show up. I think of the patient in front of me only, because it's only through seeing them in a new light, not an old light that judges them based on experience I had with them before, that I truly care for them and their needs to the best of my ability. I need this clarity to be able to make the hard decisions as their doctor and not be distracted by other thoughts that are not as important as the person sitting in front of me, asking for my help. The first thing that came to mind as I read about blazing wisdom was these verses from the Bible that I feel fairly similar, that are fairly similar to the Tsuji, what Tsuji strives to do, and I hope to do as a person as well, as a doctor, as the UC Arts Teaching Advisor, and as a general Tsuji volunteer. You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. This is Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 through 16. So kind of like this verse says, every day, my goal is to share my light with others, right? And to lift them out of whatever darkness they are experiencing, so they too can become a light for others and continue to pass the light on to more people, so we can together make a world of difference. Tsuji is truly about turning compassion into action. And I think about that daily as I try to facilitate the Tsuji officers to reach their highest potential so they can shine and inspire others with their leadership and service to the community. I firmly believe in what Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. said. I'm a lover of quotes. He said, "Returning hate for hate multiplies hate, adding deeper darkness to a night already devoid of stars. Darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. Therefore, thinking about Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., I have become really passionate about working overseas as well through my medical journey. And when I was blessed to be in the Dominican Republic in medical school, I had this touching experience. I had returned to work on a nutrition project, and I was in a rural community in Santo Domingo for a nutrition presentation. I was basically helping pastors teach community members how to eat healthier. And this well-dressed grandmother approached me when I was waiting for the bathroom at a church. And she said, "Tiene la luz, siempre. Camina. She touched my shoulder gently and her smile widened, emphasizing the wrinkles around her eye. What it means in English is you have the light. Always walk. Yes, I said, I do always seem to be running around doing something. No, she said, it's more than that. I see the sacrifices you make, she insisted, sincerity beaming from her wise eyes. As I had only met and greeted her that morning, her wise words were really unexpected, but they deeply resonated with me because I was empowered that she could see my light so clearly and understood my good intentions, even with the potential barriers of culture and language, the universal feeling of love shown through. Whenever I volunteer and I'm putting in more hours than I expected, or I'm tired from trying to juggle my many responsibilities, I tend to reflect upon this memorable moment, and it gives me the spark I need to recharge and continue blazing the trail of light. So thank you so much for giving me this room to share today, and I look forward to everyone else's shares. Thank you.
Thank you, Sister Alice. So glad to hear from you and hear from your experiences. I think sometimes when you're treating patients, you do have to put them on the spotlight because that's where you're focusing your attention at that moment. Listen to their issues, try to think of and resolve their problem, try to heal them, not just to treat the symptoms that they have. So this light, this sincerity that's within us, that is universal. You know, sometimes language may not be able to cross, sometimes what we do may not be perceived well, but if they can feel the sincerity, they will be willing to receive what you're giving them. So thank you so much for your sharing today.